And right now, we're glad to be joined by a very special guest, Miss North Dakota.
Yes. Wow. Hi. Happy to be here.
How does that sound, Miss North Dakota?
I still can't believe it. A little bit of disbelief, but just so thankful and humbled I get to be Miss North Dakota for a year.
Yeah. Haley Wolf, Carrington graduate, native, right? Originally
yes.
from Carrington.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And you got a busy schedule ahead of you.
Yes, I do. I do. They start you right away, and they keep you very busy, which yep. they should, as you know, I am Miss North Dakota. I get to represent the entire state for the year. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's. That just newly crowned.
Yes, newly crowned. Last Saturday.
Yeah. In Williston.
In Williston. Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about that. I watched the video.
Okay.
Very exciting. You were standing up there. What? Take us through that moment.
Yes, exactly. So I was standing there holding the hands of Braina Bergstrom, the first runner-up, and, you know, you don't really think about much. You don't really hear the MC talking at all, and you just sit there and you wait. And the funny part is they don't say the winner's name. They say the first runner-up name, and then you kind of go from there realizing that you are the winner. And like I said, disbelief, shock, excitement, and then just so thankful. All those emotions kind of run through you all at once. And if anyone's seen the video, you can definitely tell I wasn't expecting it. My mouth kind of hit the floor, my jaw hit the floor, but you pick it back up again, and Katie comes out with the crown, and all of the girls do the group hug afterward, and it was amazing.
Yeah, so. And one of those girls, your sister.
Yes, absolutely. So this year was so special to me. It's the first year I got to compete with my sister on the Miss North Dakota stage. She was Miss Rugby this year. My sister, Sabrina, also a native of Carrington, so it was super exciting. We are both super supportive the entire week, and she's been my biggest supporter.
Sabrina was a former Miss Carrington, too.
Yes,
right?
Okay. Yes. She was Miss Carrington a few years ago, and, you know, just so thankful for our experience. Although I was never Miss Carrington, I did the Carrington Youth Program when they had the youth pageant way back when, so that's kind of where my pageant journey all started, so.
Let's talk about your fellow contestants. I know, do you know how many, remember how many there were?
Yes, like there was 20 of us.
20, okay, and they all compete at local events to get there, right?
Yes, like, absolutely. Okay. So everyone has to go through a local pageant first to win a title, and then you kind of secure your spot to go to state. So like I said, my sister was Miss Rugby, and I had the opportunity to be Miss West Fargo for the year.
Okay, and that's where you live right now, right?
Yes, okay. Well, I live in Fargo, but the pageant over in that area is the West Fargo pageant. So that pageant will be July 13th, I believe, this year. So I'm excited to go back and kind of represent where I got my local and see all my friends and family back there again. So,
and your give us your background, college. What are you all majoring in?
Yes, absolutely. So I go to MSUM, Minnesota State University, Moorhead, just across the river. I'm majoring in accounting. I'm currently a senior there, and I'm also on the MSUM Dragon Dance team.
Okay. After you were crowned, you know, you went through the first initial. Who was the first call you got, or who did you call first?
Yeah, so actually, right after being crowned, the girls actually run up and give you a group hug first. So that was the most exciting thing. But the first thing someone said to me after being crowned Miss North Dakota, Katie Olson, as she was putting the crown on my head, she was like, "Haley, lick your teeth. You have lipstick all over your teeth." So all the girls have been supportive 100% just from the beginning. And my phone just blew up. You know, I can't really say exactly my first phone call or anything, but hearing my family kind of be so excited in the audience was one of the first things I remember, and being able to run up and take pictures with me right after. So
your mom is here?
Yes, she is here today with me, taking lots of pictures and just being super supportive. So
you're getting your picture taken a lot now?
Yes, right? All the time. So always got to be picture ready.
Okay, your life is changing, obviously. What's in store for Miss North Dakota? You got to go to Fargo right after you leave here, right?
I do. Yep. I have some TV interviews tomorrow. I'll be on North Dakota Today at 9 and some other TV interviews before then. And I do a lot of radio interviews as well. Of course, that's what we're doing right now. But my life has just been completely crazy. But as far as my year as Miss North Dakota, I do get to attend Miss America. So we don't know exactly what day or where it will be this year, but we know it'll be broadcasted live on NBC. And then I get to start my school tour once schools get back into session and really talk about my platform.
Now, Kara Mund was there, right?
Yes.
I think I've seen a picture of her, and she was Miss America.
Yes, she was Miss America 2018. Was there emceeing for our state, and she's just given me so much amazing advice. You know, she said to me after, you know, breathe, make sure you journal, live in every experience, and then live every day like you already are Miss America to get the most out of this year. So.
And that'll be competing against other winners around the states later on this year, right?
Yes, I believe there was lots of states this past weekend, and this weekend I'll actually be able to attend the Miss Minnesota Finals on Saturday and get to cheer on my new sister for the Miss America Class of 2020.
Talk about Laker contestants, probably lifelong friendships, right?
Absolutely. I've already had so many of the title holders from the other states reach out to me and just, you know, give the best congratulations, and I can't wait to meet them all.
Let's talk about your platform.
Yes. My platform is #BeTheOne2, Teen Suicide Prevention. So #BeTheOne2 is a social movement right now for suicide prevention. There's kind of five key topics of how you can help someone who is struggling, and that's just by asking them, keeping them safe, being there for them, helping them connect to others, and following up with them. So that's really kind of the bulk of my platform, and then I do have a personal connection to it. That's why I chose it. At the young age of 18, my cousin did commit suicide, so it's just something that I think is an epidemic in our state, and I just want to share my story and my cousin's and others who are struggling throughout the state and help.
All right. Awesome. Great platform there. So we'll let you go. We're going to be out here broadcasting live. We'll get you on a few more times across the FM networks. And we want to thank you for stopping in. And you got your people, my people, right? You refer to it as, you got a business manager now.
Yes. Yeah. It's so weird. You know, I appreciate everything that everyone's reached out to me and wanting me for events. So if you do find that you want me in your area, go to bookmissnd@gmail.com and we'll get in contact. And like I said, I'm just so excited for this year and get to represent the state of North Dakota.
Yeah. Great. Awesome job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you going to be able to come back for the Foster County Fair and hang out with this little folk around
Yeah,
here?
I'll be hanging out a little bit today, hoping to stay for a little while. Yeah. And, you know, I'll be back in the area, hopefully, especially back for my school tour. So.
Okay. What was mom's reaction right after, too? I'm sure she was there in the state.
So excited. My whole family was, you know, I've seen videos of them freaking out in the audience, which was awesome and just so exciting. So.
All right. Well, sounds good. Thanks so much. And good luck on your journey. And, I'll be very busy coming up here the next year.
Yes.
Good luck with that, too.
Awesome. So. Thank you for having me today.
Not a problem. Thank you so much. That's Miss North Dakota, Haley Wolf, joining us. And we're